Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shacton Blog Talk Radio Show on every Monday through Friday at 6:30 and sometimes at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And this show has various topics and items of interest that we handle in this show. We handle theology and religious belief, specifically the Bible and Christian ideas and thoughts. We handle literary issues, such as the great writers of English literature, poets and prose writers and novelists, and American literature. We also handle current events and political matters, at least political topics. Those are some of the things we handle on the show. I'd like to talk a little about my background very quickly because I want to get into the show tonight. And the show tonight is going to be concerned with the term elite and how it has come to be used, if not misused, incorrectly used, or have the idea behind it of some sort of gross, stinking lie about who's elite and who isn't. This is a politically incorrect show. I believe in honest discernment, not political correctness, and not we believe in truth and honest discernment and facts. And we reject media lies, media falsehoods, and political rhetoric of any kind. We're after the truth and the facts, and that's it. Second, I am a run-to radio show. I am a Christian, and I'm not deviating from this position by one inch. I believe that Christianity is the true faith, and Jesus is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. And he can be found in the Bible, which I believe every word of, from Genesis to Revelation. And also, I believe in the creeds of the church, the Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, as defining the Christian faith. I also am a radio broadcaster. I run two radio shows, this Blog Talk radio show, which has a Christian background and is visited by many people from countries all over the world, including United Kingdom, Finland, Germany, Belgium, Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Japan, etc., and Saudi Arabia. I also have a podcast show for people from over 4,000, almost 4,500 people from 77 countries have visited this show, and it also has a Christian orientation. I've written 10 books, and 3 of the books are Christian, and I'm planning 4 more books, 3 Christian. I've written over 600 blogs or essays, and they're fully available on my website and on social media. I am presently posting, I've written a book on the parables, and have posted all the parables on my website and social media. And I'm presently posting on a regular basis the sayings and events in the life of Christ, my interpretations on those sites. I could tell you a bit more about myself, but this show is not about me. And in fact, the world is not about me at all. The world is about Christ and truth, and the truth to be found in the Bible, I believe. Well, let me talk about so-called the elite. This is a hot topic these days. It usually refers to those persons who graduated from top educational institutions, usually Ivy League colleges. That's further reference to those persons who attain power positions, usually by reason of their wealth and background in the government and business. They are seen as leaders and often seen as the greats by reason of their wealth and status. So, as I say, the elite usually refers to people who have graduated from certain top educational institutions and have attained power by reason of their wealth and background in the government and business sectors. They are seen as the leaders and often seen as the greats. These persons who got there by reason of their wealth and background and connections in the government and business sector of the country, they are seen as leaders and as the greats by reason of their wealth and status. And they're referred to as elite largely by reason of their wealth and privilege, or to put it rather bluntly, their supposed upper-class status in this country. This little essay seeks to correct and name who really are the true elites. They are defined by most people as the people of wealth and status and education and privilege, the upper class, but this little essay seeks to correct and name who really are the elite. And the fact of the matter is that wealth itself has no significance other than making the person who has inherited it or acquired it able to have an easy and more comfortable life. It doesn't mean anything in itself. The person who has a degree of wealth is able to acquire more, get more, gain power and status by reason of their wealth. They are able to, because of their wealth, it has no particular significance. It merely enables people to have an easy and more comfortable life, to get more, acquire more, and maybe gain power and status in our society by reason of their wealth. I don't know why these people should be merely having wealth and power and status should be regarded as elite. The term is used, and I'd ask those same wealthy persons, what about Jonas Salk, who discovered the polio vaccine? He wasn't wealthy. He's not elite. I submit that his status as an elite is far beyond the grasp of a person who merely has wealth and nothing more. So if wealth is only the criteria and privilege and power, and that makes a person elite, where does this place Shakespeare? I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't have a lot of money in his time. Where does this place Tolstoy? For me, one of the greatest writers that have ever lived and thinkers that have ever lived, along with Shakespeare, where does the term elite put these people? And what about the committee who wrote the King James Version of the Bible? If wealth is the sole benchmark, I ask these elites, just who are the elites? Where does this place the poor Shakespeare and Tolstoy, who gave up his goods and gave up his property as a Christian? Where does this place the committee who wrote the King James Version of the Bible? Obviously, I think that there is a mistake in the use of the term in our society of the term elite. One might say that for a Christian, wealth has no particular significance. And whatever talents we may have, including wealth, we have them as gifts of God to be used in the service of others. And so I don't find wealth and power of particular significance. Term a person elite because of those qualities or accidents, I guess, not only puzzling, but really faintly ridiculous. For a Christian, we define elite by service and love to others and giving our wealth to others as a gift of God and using our talents for others, for the assist of God. This makes us elite. This is our definition of elite. And in fact, the persons who regard someone who has solely wealth and power, it's obvious that they are impoverished in their thinking. The Christian sees wealth of no particular significance, power of no significance, and we don't think a person is elite because of these qualities, but that's really puzzling and ridiculous to think it. We believe that these are gifts of God to be used in the service of others. That's what wealth is, in our talents. So the people who regard wealth and power as elite, I think, are impoverished and poverty-stricken in their thinking. For the Christian and for any right-thinking person who correctly defines the word elite, people who make the world a better place during their lives and contribute to society as much as their time and ability permit, are the true elites. I've defined the true elites. My definition is grossly different from the world's definition. For the Christian and for any right-thinking person who follows Christ, people who make the world a better place with love of the love of Christ during their lives and contribute to society as much as their time and ability permit, are the true elites. Who are the true elites? A great scientist such as Jonas Salk, great writers such as Tolstoy and Shakespeare, and a great religious thinker such as St. Paul. These are the true elites. These are the true thinkers. These are the true movers of the world. These are people who remake the world in the image of Christ, hopefully. when you look at the history books, you can't find anything that it much says about wealth, other than that through the ages, obviously wealthy people have had the power. But that's all it says. That's all history says about it. Unfortunately, those same wealthy people may lack the character and intellect that the person lacking wealth may have and can use to bring something good to the world. So, what are we going to say? In history, we look at the record of history. Wealth has no particular significance other than wealthy people have gotten power. And unfortunately, those same wealthy people may lack the character and intellect that the person lacking wealth may have and can use to bring something good to the world. And I say to you, my dear friends, in defining elite, for every elite wealthy person, there is a scientist, a writer, and a thinker who move the world, not devoting their lives solely to themselves, but to some other concept, idea, and goal that will bring about something good for us all. So who are the true elites? They are the people. They are the scientists. They are the writers. They are the thinkers who move the world, not devoting their lives to their wealth and their estates, not solely to themselves, but to some other concept, idea, and goal that will move the world and make it better and good for us all. Perhaps we can conclude this essay by saying that the poet who wrote the 23rd Psalm, which I love the Psalms. The Psalms are the greatest Hebrew poetry you can find. And they are great poetry. And as John Donne, the great English poet, said, they are the manna of the church. He meant it because he knew it. And we can say that the poet who wrote the 23rd Psalm and St. Paul, who wrote chapter 13 of his epistle to the Corinthian church, have done and continue to do for the world what no worldly person has ever done or can ever attain. Chapter 13, the first letter of the Corinthian church by St. Paul, defined the quality that we should emulate as the quality of love, and he believed that that was the goal that we should attain. That was St. Paul, the greatest religious thinker in the history of the world. This man was kept in chains in Rome and executed by the Roman authorities and beheaded. Yet he was a great, great thinker and mover of the world in his time and to this day, as was the author of the 23rd Psalm, great Hebrew poetry. As I say, these are the elites, the author of the 23rd Psalm, St. Paul, who was kept in chains in Rome and executed by the Roman authority, and had his head cut off. Perhaps St. Paul's wealthy counterparts continued to flourish after his death. But one can ask the question, who is the elite and who is not? You tell me, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to point out that the 12 apostles, penniless and having nothing, within 400 years brought about the conversion of the entire Roman Empire. One can only say and ask, the elite are defined by their wealth and class. How does one define these 12 apostles who virtually brought about a world revolution without funds, without social status, that the modern world so worships and values? Again, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, who are the elite? The 12 apostles, penniless and having nothing, who within 400 years brought about the conversion of the entire Roman Empire. One can only say and ask, if the elite are defined by their wealth and class, how does one define the 12 apostles who brought about a world revolution without funds, without the social status that the modern world so worships and values? So, we Christians have a different definition of elite, because we see through the falsity of the world's values and their lies. So I have to end this essay by saying the wealthy and powerful, having temporary power and money, bear no comparison to the true elite of the world whom I have mentioned. To be elite is to be humble. To be elite is to serve others, not to manipulate and get things from others. I can think of no more shallow goal than thinking that obtaining wealth makes one elite. This is a mistake. It's obviously a mistake. The mistakes, the elite are the Dantes, the elite are the Miltons, the elite are the Chekhovs, along with Jesus, Moses, and the authors of the four Gospels. This essay must end by saying that the wealthy and powerful, despite what our society says, are not the elite of the world. Because to be elite is to serve and use your gifts as a gift to God in the service of others, your talents for that purpose, and not to get things from others to enrich yourself. I can think of no more shallow goal than thinking that obtaining wealth makes one elite. That is actually in its thinking, not only shallow, it's poverty-stricken. The elite fail to reckon with the Dantes, with the Miltons, with the Chekhovs, with Jesus, Moses, and the authors of the four Gospels. These are the elite. These are the people that have changed and will continue to change the world in their thinking and their knowledge and their profundity. It is an unfortunate error that the elite in our society bear no comparison with those individuals I have mentioned who in fact have and continue to transform the world. I hope you've enjoyed this little broadcast. You can find this little essay in Chapter 57 entitled The Elite in my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. I may check into it again tomorrow briefly to emphasize what are my thoughts here. I hope you've given the matter what I say some thought here, and I hope you will continue to give the matter some thought. Thank you. Bye.